This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The three-pack is back. The three-pack is a great value, and the top three uses for the air purifier are to eliminate odors, allergens, and air pollutants. Get the three-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie3.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
And for those brave right-wing Americans who say it's all about keeping America's independent and safe, if you want to fight against the country, you need an F-15. You need something a little more than a gun. No, I'm not joking. Not a joke.
Okay, I'm waiting for the punchline.
There's no punchline. It's not a joke.
What are we doing?
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
What I have to do in this council in order to get respect?
Boy, that's the story of my life. No respect. I don't get no respect.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
Quarantines, absenteeism, lost instruction time, all contributing factors in the nationwide plunge in academic levels from virtual learning during the pandemic.
It's called the Fauci effect.
That's not me talking, that's
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. There was a hearing before a federal judge, not a federal judge magistrate, but a federal judge appointed by a president, confirmed by the Senate in West Palm Beach, Florida today on the issue of a special master to be appointed to handle the confiscated documents from Mar-a-Lago. President Trump has been asking for a special master. The DOJ doesn't want one, obviously. And I wanted to talk about all of these issues at Mar-a-Lago with someone who's been on TV a lot lately, and he's been doing a really good job, I think. Mike Davis, he's the founder and president of the Article 3 Project, which defends constitutionalist judges, according to its website and the rule of law. And he used to be an aide to, among others, Senator Chuck Grassley. And he also was a clerk for Neil Gorsuch, I guess before he was on the Supreme Court. Mike Davis, thanks for being with us here on the Howie Carr Show.
Thank you for having me on.
Well, listen, first of all, your take on what's going on in West Palm Beach with this hearing. The judge has deferred her ruling on it. I mean, what's the whole point of a special master now that they've had several weeks to go to rummage through all these documents and take what they want?
Well, this is an unprecedented, unnecessary, and unlawful home raid on a former president ordered by President Biden and Attorney General Merrick Garland, and this is a political raid. It's a political charade. It's a political raid. President Trump had the absolute constitutional authority as the commander-in-chief to declassify anything he wanted in any way he wanted, and he didn't have to get permission from any bureaucrat before he did that. So there goes the Espionage Act's potential charge against Trump. Under the Presidential Records Act, President Trump had the sole determination on whether a presidential record is personal, that belongs to him, or a presidential record that goes to the National Archives. They catalog it and then send it back to him to go to his, to go to the former president's library. So there goes any charge related to destruction or theft or misuse of government property. The Espionage Act and those government property statutes do not apply to the president of the United States. There are specific legal authorities that deal with the president of the United States separate from everyone else. So it's not possible that Trump could have committed espionage. It's not possible that Trump could have been destroying or misusing government property. And it's not legally possible that Trump could have obstructed investigations into non-crimes because the government didn't have the power to investigate these non-crimes in the first place. This is all nonsense.
And there was a story in the Daily Beast today, speaking of nonsense, saying that some of these Democrat congressmen, I think they were quoting Ted Lieu from California, saying they're afraid that Trump is going to turn over secret documents to foreign countries. I mean, I don't know how they even maintain a straight face when they're saying this, but it seems to be that they're not so much concerned about espionage because that's just so absurd, even for low info Democrat voters, but They're talking now about obstruction of justice, which, as you know, is a very vague vague charge, kind of like conspiracy. I mean, it can be used again for anything, can't it? I mean, isn't that what they're looking at him for?
Well, here's the problem. If you look at the Mueller probe, Attorney General Bill Barr asked the Office of Legal Counsel, or OLC, at the Justice Department to evaluate whether it was even legally possible for Trump to have obstructed the Mueller investigation, and it was not, because there have to be underlying crimes in order for there to be obstruction. So this is just a political drive-by shooting by the Biden administration on Trump. He had the absolute constitutional power to declassify. These records he had in Mar-a-Lago were declassified. They were his personal copy. There's a 2012 decision by an Obama-appointed judge related to Tom Fenton and Judicial Watch suing President Clinton for 8 years of audio tapes of his presidency in Clinton's sock drawer. John Solomon at Just the News reported this a couple of weeks ago, and it made very clear that the Presidential Records Act, it's for the president to determine whether these are presidential records. And again, the Presidential Records Act was passed in 1978 after the Nixon administration. Before the Presidential Records Act, all presidential papers belong to the president, right? And now what they do is they say they presumptively belong to the government, and they go back to the former president's library, but it's the president who determines whether they're personal or presidential records. So Trump did not have, when he took these declassified records, it was not the only copy of these records.
Right.
Those records are with the intel agency that produced them. So it's not like he ran off of these classified records and they didn't have it. They have the original records of these. Trump took a declassified copy, which is within his right. And remember, the Office of Former President, Congress gives offices of former president federally funded staff security clearances for the former president and the staff. They get secure office space or SCIFs. They get Secret Service protection to guard the paper records and the property. It's not like Hillary Clinton's illegal home server. She's never been president. She never will be president. But with her illegal home server, it was hacked by foreign government.
Right.
There was no
while she was in office too. While she was in office. I mean, this is all about the documents after Trump left office. So, I mean, it's ridiculous. But, I mean, isn't this just a way to keep Trump's name in the headlines and in the news to try to scare the swing voters in the battleground states? I mean, this is what this is all about. But how does President Trump put an end to this this authoritarian police state banana republic operation?
Well, you're right that this is a total political drive-by shooting by the Biden Justice Department, and they did this 91 days out from the midterm elections, knowing that there's an internal 90-day cutoff, right, for these investigations. So they announced this, they do this investigation, and they say, we're going to wait till after the midterm elections to do anything on charges with Trump. Well, again, it's legally impossible to charge Trump with any violations of the law related to what happened at Mar-a-Lago. They may try it. They may get a D.C. uniparty judge to go along with it. They may get the Obama stacked D.C. circuit to go along with it. But the Supreme Court, even Democrat-appointed justices like Elena Kagan, are not going to go along with this. This is so much bigger than President Trump. This is very damaging to the presidency, and it eviscerates 250 years of constitutional law on the Commander-in-Chief Clause and on executive privilege going back to George Washington. So what I think Trump needs to do is go on offense. He needs to file what's called a Rule 41G motion. He's already done that, but he needs to update it and ask for all papers back, all records back, because it's his property. This was an illegal raid by a biased magistrate judge, Bruce Reinhart, who just recused from Trump's civil lawsuit versus Hillary Clinton on June 22nd. He had this 2017 Facebook post trashing President Trump.
Right.
Somehow this judicial bias went away, and now he's ruling.
He's an Obama campaign contributor as well.
Yeah, I mean, he's
and a Jeb Bush campaign contributor. That may be even more damaging.
They're uniparty judges. So, I mean, that's the problem with this case. And then, so you have this biased judge. He's clearly biased under 28 U.S.C. 455A, Canon 2A of the judicial canons. He has to recuse, and he didn't. So there's judicial misconduct there. You also have the Biden Justice Department lying and leaking. They said Attorney General Merrick Garland did not personally approve this raid. That was a lie. They said that Trump had nuclear secrets so they can try to justify the raid. That was a lie. They said that President Biden and the Biden White House was not involved with this raid. That is a lie. President Biden had to waive President Trump's claim of executive privilege, which
right.
paved the way for
and we have that on the record.
Johnson sued the deputy counsel of the president who did that.
Right. That's we have that document on the record that the president and also this is all involves the National Archives, and the head of the National Archives has also got all kinds of social media against the former president.
There are, if you look at the Presidential Records Act, there's no deadline. Even if it is a presidential record and not a personal record, there's no deadline for the former president to turn over these records, and there's definitely not a criminal component to this, right? So they are bootstrapping on other statutes, other laws that apply to that have other applications outside of a president or a former president to try to get Trump. And the reason this is unprecedented, unnecessary, and unlawful, the only explanation for that, for the why they did this, they went nuclear, pun intended, the only explanation is because Trump declassified and took a personal copy of the Crossfire Hurricane Russian collusion documents. He absolutely declassified them as evidence by his January 19th, 2021 declassification memo before he left office. The FBI, the DOJ, the intel community slow walked it, saying there were Privacy Act concerns, but it was absolutely
right.
declassified. They didn't make it public.
But you know, it's
Trump
been
has those documents. That's what they're terrified.
But Mike, it's been 19 months. He's filed the lawsuit, so I assume that at the very least, his law firm that filed that civil complaint against Hillary Clinton has the documents. I mean, obviously, he's copied them since then, since they were declassified, since he's been out of office. I mean, what's the point of making a big deal about getting them back, except to make this an issue in the midterm elections?
That's a big part of it. And I do think that they were afraid in this civil lawsuit these documents were going to get out there. These Crossfire Hurricane documents are so damning for Obama,
right.
Biden, Hillary, James Clapper, Susan Rice, the FBI, the intel community.
The complaint is pretty damning, too. I finally got around to reading it a couple of weeks ago. I mean, they laid everything out. I mean, the law firm obviously has these documents, right? I mean, they're going to use them in the case if it ever gets to court.
Well, you would think so. I would hope so. And I mean, think about, you're also talking about the timing, and this is important. If this was so dangerous that Trump had these so-called classified documents, even though they were declassified, if it was so dangerous for Trump to have these documents, why did the Biden administration wait 18 months to go get them? Why did Attorney General Merrick Garland leak out to Newsweek that he deliberated for weeks before he
right.
applied for this raid? Why
yeah.
did they... Why did they wait 3 days after this biased judge ordered this home
yeah.
raid before they executed the warrant? This is
because it was the weekend, Mike. You know the way things work. They got the warrant approved on a Friday. They're not going to take out a beautiful summer weekend in South Florida. Come on, you know that. Hey, listen.
Well, I mean, Trump was going to launch the nukes from Mar-a-Lago, but they needed to take 18 months to go get them.
Hey, Mike, you're doing a great job. I really love seeing you on TV, and I like reading your tweets. Where can people go to learn more about the Article 3 project?
I appreciate it, and I always say I have a face for radio, so it's good to talk with you. It's article3project.org, article3project.org, and then I'm at Article 3 Project, at Article Number 3 Project on Getter, Twitter, Truth, and my personal is MRDDMIA, at MRDDMIA, and I really appreciate you having me on.
Thanks, Mike, and we'll have you on again. We really appreciate it. You're doing a great job. You really explain it very succinctly and understandably. I'm already dreaming of how well I'm going to sleep tonight. I'm sure it's happened to you. You stare at your alarm clock all night. Finally, just around dawn, you fall asleep, and then bam, your alarm clock goes off for the day. You ask yourself, why couldn't I sleep last night? But if you want to guarantee you'll get the best sleep possible, just like I do, there's one solution, MyPillow. MyPillow doesn't just have the most comfortable Giza Elegance MyPillows. There's the MyPillow bed sheets, the six-piece towel sets, the roll-and-go anywhere MyPillows. So many products combining the quality and comfort you only get with MyPillow. Here's the best thing. Right now, it's the MyPillow BOGO extravaganza. That means buy one, get one free on all those products I just mentioned. Call 800-658-4965 or go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the code word Howie. Call 800-658-4965 or go to MyPillow.com and don't forget the code Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show will be back in a bit. The paperboy is going to make a few edits on his latest Herald column.
You want to break into my kind of racket? This is the lousiest game there is. You can risk your hide to get a good shot, and the city desk may stick it on page 10 if it's used at all.
heard about you.
What have you heard, Shane?
I've heard that you're a low-down Yankee liar.
Howie Carr is back.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Balance 7. Stop procrastinating and get your energy back. Save $10 plus free shipping at balance7.com when you put in code Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Who is Jeff Deal more terrified of debating, Chris Doty or Maura Healey?
I'm going to say Chris Doty.
85% say Chris Doty.
So it's holding steady. No change whatsoever from hour to hour. 844-500-4242. I want to mention a few stories that are in the news before we go back to the phone lines. Again, the number is 844-500-4242. The Internal Revenue Service has now told a Republican congressman from Nebraska, Don Bacon, that more than 1,100,000 jailbirds received COVID-19 stimulus checks, totaling over $1 billion. These are incarcerated prisoners. Roughly 163,000 of those prisoners are individuals serving life sentences without the possibility of parole. This is a real boon for the canteens, prison canteens of America, I guess. Congressman Bacon told the Washington Free Beacon the American Rescue Plan, that's, or as Biden calls it, the American Rescue Pan, was reckless in the amount of massive spending with no offsets. Giving stimulus checks to death row inmates is a glaring example. The bill triggered the worst inflation in 41 years, costing the average family $500 a month. The poor suffer the most. Remember when Tom Cotton, when this bill was going through, he said they were going to give $1,400 to the Joker, Sarnaev, the convicted Boston Marathon bomber, the Muslim terrorist. And the Washington Post fact checker gave him two Pinocchios, but it turned out it was absolutely true and that Sarnaev did, in fact, get a $1,400 payment. By the way, there's a new update on the whipped cream situation in New York State. They have just announced that you do not, if you're under the age of 21, you do not need to produce identification to buy a can of Ready Whip.
Well, what the hell's the world coming to now?
Come on.
What kind of world are we living in where minors are able to purchase sugary delights?
We need common sense whipped cream container legislation here. The law bans people under the age of 21 from buying whipped cream chargers, devices that can be used to fill balloons with nitrous oxide, aka laughing gas. While the devices are visually distinct from the refrigerator case cans of Ready Whip and other delicious brands meant for tasty treats, rumors nonetheless spread of a ban on the creamy dispensers, ubiquitous in stores everywhere.
Oh, so this is for like people who make homemade whipped cream and they want to put it in a can or something like that.
No, I guess
they buy the nitrous oxide separately and fill a canister with whipped cream and nitrous oxide.
If you're making homemade whipped cream, I don't think you need any nitrous oxide, do you? The nitrous oxide is to get the whipped cream out of the can, isn't it?
Right, but if you want easily accessible whipped cream, you don't want to have to scoop it out, or you don't want it kind of deflating or settling or getting soupy, you put it in a can.
Well, the New York Association of Convenience Stores has sent out a memo. It was initially unclear if this ban extended to whipped cream canisters. In order to be safe, many stores started requiring IDs for whipped cream. You do not need an ID. You do not need to ID a customer in order to sell them a can of whipped cream. This would have been, this would have been whipped cream suppression to certain communities that find it harder to get identification. Right? I'm mainly making the argument that Democrats in Albany and 49 other state capitals have made over the years. Right? So that's it. Sarah Palin lost her House election in Alaska, and she didn't really lose the vote. It was taken away from her by ranked choice voting. That abomination. Massachusetts voted it down. That we really dodged a bullet in 2020. First, it cost Bruce Poliquin, the great congressman from the 2nd District of Maine, his election, even though he won the popular vote. And now it's cost Sarah Palin, at least for, you know, until January. She gets another shot at the seat in November. But ranked choice voting strikes again. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. Mr. Garcia, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mr. Garcia.
Hey, how you going, Harry? I'm going on vacation. I'm going in three or four week vacation.
Three or four weeks? Boy, yeah, it's nice to have it's nice to have a government job.
Yeah, right? four week vacation. I'm going to my country again.
Wait a second, Mr. Garcia. I thought you were a U.S. citizen. I thought this was your country.
Huh?
Are you going to walk across the border from Mexico when you come back so you can go on welfare when you go back to New Jersey?
No, I'm going to United Airlines. I'm going round trip to United Airlines, and Dutch going to miss me, and my son going to take care of Dutch for 3 weeks. And me and my wife, we going to our country, back to our Guatemala country to visit our family. I want to ask you a question. Donald Trump debate Hillary, he was great.
It was.
He won. He crushed her. Won the debate. Question. Jeff Gill with this lady, Elizabeth Warren.
Yes.
He looked a high school debate. Him, he looked scared. But you, with Donald hit hardcore with Hillary Clinton. And this guy had to, if he went the Democrat Party, he had to hit it hard, no matter what.
I know. That's the thing. I mean, it's, you've got to be able to get up there and trade punches with your opponent in a rhetorical sense. Mr. Garcia, just don't let your son take Dutch to any place called the Chop House. Because that's where they whacked the first Dutch Schultz back in, 1935 or thereabouts. Have a nice vacation, Mr. Garcia, and we will see you. So that's it for Mr. Garcia for a few weeks. 844-500-4242. Jay, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jay.
Difficult act to follow, Howie. But I was listening to your was it Mark or Mike talking? Very informative.
Oh,
very
Mike.
Knowledgeable.
Mike Davis. Yes.
Mike Davis, very knowledgeable, very informative. But I want to say the appointment of a master or a mediator on behalf of Donald Trump's petition to resolve the illegal raid should be allowed, even if the other side protests that it's unconstitutional, which is ludicrous, because one unconstitutional move deserves another. But what's killing me is that who is regulating the DOJ if not the DOJ itself?
I know.
Any agency can't regulate itself. But it's
right.
Howie, is it the legislative branch or the executive branch that does that, that has that authority?
Well, I assume the legislative branch, Congress, could theoretically cut off funding, but they would find some way around that. And the Republicans, even if they control both branches, they wouldn't have the stones to totally defund the Justice Department. Can you imagine the Democrats would say, the Republicans want to defund the police? But you're right. I mean, and unfortunately, apparently, we can't count on the inspector general. I mean, all these departments now have inspector generals. Like, and in the case of the Justice Department, it's Horowitz who did some sort of good work. He found some documents or some cell phone records and texting messages that the FBI was trying to deep six between Lisa Page and Peter Strzok. But you know, he's been a disappointment pretty much across the board. And most of the people who become inspector generals are just more swamp creatures. You know, they have various backgrounds as deputy, associate, assistant secretaries for, picking up the whipped cream for the Friday afternoon parties, et cetera. You know, so they're just more swamp creatures. I don't know what the answer is. I tell you, with the FBI, if Trump ever got back in, he should definitely try to just, do away with the FBI. Just, you know, just start over again. If you want a national police force, and just disband what there is now, and you know, farm out the duties to the U.S. Marshals or the Secret Service and/or the Secret Service or the DEA or anybody other than the FBI. The FBI has got to be disbanded. That's all there is to it. It's just horrible what they've been doing, and it's getting worse. That's the problem. It's just every year they become more and more corrupt. And this guy Timothy Tebow is a classic example. The guy that they walked out of the headquarters, the J. Edgar Hoover building, aptly named, last Friday afternoon. 844-5. Thanks for the call, Jay. 844-500-4242. There's a woman in New York. Her name is Vesley Beto, and she's 22. She's from the Inwood area, I guess, in Manhattan, upper Manhattan. And she was born and raised there. She's 22 years old. She walked onto the I train the other day, and a bum just slapped her in the face. She just walked onto the subway and slapped her in the face. So she put out something on social media, and it's gone totally viral because people, it's on TikTok, and she just said, I'm fed up. I'm out of here. And we've got some cuts from her, and I think she speaks for a lot of New Yorkers. Here's she describing what happened to her on the subway in New York, which makes, she said she wants to go to Florida. She said, I can't believe what Florida's like. It's like living in a totally different world. Yes, it is, Vesley Beto. Cut 38.
So we actually got on 42nd Street. I felt somebody come in on 50th Street, and on 66th Street, the train cars open, the subway doors open. And a random man just smacked me in the face with his left hand on this side of my face. And I was completely in shock. Completely in shock.
Cut 39.
I had no idea what happened. I got smacked. I looked up and everybody was looking at me in shock as well. It was as if we all got slapped. But nobody did anything. I waited 2 stops because I was really in shock. I didn't know what to do. And when I got slapped, I was thinking, I kept repeating, did I do anything to him? Like, what did I do to him?
It's New York, baby. Cut 40.
New York is not the same anymore. New York is not what it used to be. And things need to change.
So she told the New York Post last night, she did an interview with them. I'm now seeing moving to a different states as a possibility. I've been considering Florida. I recently visited Florida and it was amazing. The way of life is extremely different. You know, one way the way of life is extremely different. If you get slapped in the face on public transit or anywhere else, chances are the guy is going to get arrested. I mean, I don't say it's going to happen 100% of the time, but It's more likely there's going to be some kind of punishment. 844.
Looked into the empty faces of the people of the night. Something is just not right. 'Cause I know that I gotta get out of here. I'm so alone. Don't you know that I gotta get out of here? 'Cause New York's not my home.
917 says, must have been one of those many white supremacists roaming New York. Yeah, it probably was. And 978 says, just to enlighten you, Florida has one of the highest crime rates and highest homeless populations in the country. Yeah, but it's not in your face. I mean, parts of
and
Florida.
It's not concentrated to one city.
Well, it's not. I mean, New York has got problems everywhere, though. It really does. I mean, Rochester is a real mess. And there was a story today in the paper. Do you remember the limo accident in New York State where the guy had a limo and it had flunked its inspection? So he took the inspection sticker off his private car and put it on the limo, and something happened, and the limo went down a ravine when it was going 100 miles an hour, and 20 people were killed. 20 people. And they were going to give this guy, the owner of the limo that had put his own private private car inspection sticker on it, they were going to give him a suspended sentence for 20 people dead. And the judge said, thank goodness. I mean, this was a good judge. Judge Lynch. Make your own joke about his name. I don't think he was a Lynch, member of a Lynch mob. Judge Lynch said, you know, I don't think it's really appropriate that someone who kills 20 people is responsible for the deaths of 20 people in an avoidable accident. If this limo maybe hadn't been on the road, should get off with probation. And the guy's lawyer, his name was Nassan Hussein. That was the owner of the limo. His lawyer said, we're just trying to put this behind us. Really? 20 people dead. You're trying to put it behind you. So they withdrew their guilty plea, and now he's going back to court. 844-500-4242. What did the guy say? I'm just looking for the exact, I just found the story. He said, collectively, this is what the defense lawyer said. Collectively, we made a decision that it would be in the best of all involved, not only your client, but all members of the community, to put this matter behind us. A little monkey wrench was thrown into that. A monkey wrench. 20 people dead. It was a monkey wrench. Okay, we got it. 844-500-4242. You see, they were trying to cancel J.K. Rowling. You know, she's not writing any more of the books, but she's got a new game coming out, Hogwarts Legacy. And they had they started out, they put it on sale. It's going to come out early next year, and they opened up with pre-orders for its collector's edition.
Yeah.
And so the trans community, you know, because she says women are women and men are men and never the twain shall meet.
How dare you?
I guess Greta wants J.K. Rowling canceled as well.
How many times can you cancel this woman?
Well, she's a billionaire. You know, it's kind of hard to cancel a billionaire, isn't it?
Yeah, they've been trying for a while.
Right. Plus, even more important than being a billionaire, people like what she does. So, you know, they're not going to give it up because, you know, some trans are trans people are offended. So they wanted to cancel. They said, everybody boycott this collector's edition because she's so bad. Well, guess what happened? They put it online, and the collector's edition sold out instantaneously. So, again, kind of like
every knock a boost.
Bed, bath, breakfast, and beyond, and be gone. Get woke, go broke. Just ask my pillow founder, Mike Lindell. 844-500-4242. A close friend of mine just got a big new job. I asked him for his new address so I could send him a congratulatory gift. Instead of the traditional flowers or candy, he asked if I could bring him an Eden Pure Thunderstorm air purifier. Have you thought of buying someone the Thunderstorm air purifier as a gift? I can tell you, that's what people really want. Paul Rizzo, our insurance guy, just bought the 3-pack for his new winter home. The 3-pack is a great value, and the top 3 uses for the air purifier are, number 1, odors. That could be pet, tobacco, or musty basement smells. Number 2, the Thunderstorm air purifier can also relieve allergies and sinus problems caused by pollen and air pollution. Number 3, the safe ozone technology destroys up to 99.9% of air pollutants. The Eden Pure air purifier doesn't take up any floor space and is small enough to hold in your hand. And there are no air filters to replace, saving you both time and money. Get the 3-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie3. You can use a couple for yourself and maybe give one as a gift like I did. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code word Howie3. Shipping is free. I'm Howie Carr.
Fighting the fake news, one former Democrat stenographer with a press pass at a time. It's Howie Carr. He's the smartest guy in the room.
I think Papa has it all figured out. Figured out and wrapped up in tissue paper with pink ribbons on it.
Howie Carr is back.
Eight four four. Geo, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Geo.
Hi. Howie, you may remember long ago the final scene in Raiders of the Lost Ark, down in the basement, pushing the Ark of the Covenant, into storage. Do you recall that scene?
I saw the movie, but it was a long time ago. What are you getting at?
Okay, so that was Ark of the Covenant, which is the agreement between God and humans. There is existing in our government, in our bureaucracy, by the way, the law clerk knows about law clerks, but he doesn't know much about bureaucracy, because we have not an Ark of a Covenant, but we have the Ark of the Government, which is stored by the archives at the in the basement of the Census Department. The Census Department...
You know, this is just going on and on. I was a young man when that call started. 844, thanks for the call, though. 844-500-4242. There's a, you know, we talked there earlier about the bakery, Gibson's Bakery, in which is in the downtown area, right around the corner from Oberlin College in Ohio, and about how they were libeled and slammed by Oberlin College because they were accused of racism. It was totally slanderous accusations, totally false. All the people that they were charged with being racist towards all pleaded guilty to shoplifting, et cetera, et cetera. But it basically destroyed the bakery. And Oberlin was sued by Gibson's Bakery. And the bakery won $36 million. $36 million. And the college, which has over $1 billion in sorted assets, I you know, considering the land, the buildings, the endowment, et cetera, they refused to pay. And now they've lost in the Ohio Supreme Court. They have a very, very long shot of taking it to the U.S. Supreme Court and getting it overturned by a body, a court that's even more conservative than the Ohio Supreme Court. But they still refuse to pay. And there's a really good story by the woman who owns the bakery. Her name is Lorna Gibson. And she and her husband ran the bakery it's like 137 years old, so they would be like the fourth generation or the fifth generation of people owning it from the Gibson family. And he died. He got cancer because he was so, it was one of these, stress-induced cancers, I would say, pancreatic cancer. And they still refuse. I'm told, this is Lorna Gibson in Common Sense Magazine News, I'm told the freshmen at Oberlin are still told to boycott us. I was with my father-in-law when he died several months ago at the age of 93. Alan Sr.'s last words to my son a few days before he died were, "Do good, honest work." But our shelves are bare because there's no foot traffic anymore, so we don't bother stocking them. If I got the money from the college, I wouldn't buy a house or go on vacation or leave Ohio. I would replace the compressors for the refrigerators and replace the fryers and proofers that we use for our dough. I'd hire back employees and ramp up productions. Well, the Ohio Supreme Court's decision has made us hopeful. If the money doesn't come through within the next couple of months, I'll be forced to declare bankruptcy and shut down Gibson's for good. So they've basically killed this family bakery. They've basically killed the whole family. You know, her father-in-law, her husband are dead since this whole thing started. And they were slimed and slammed and boycotted by the wokesters at Oberlin College. And they're just going about their business and just trying to drag their feet and avoid paying, you know. And it's just disgraceful that this is going on. The people at the school don't care. Our business from the students themselves and administrators, we have a small grocery store and sell beer and wine in addition to our pastries and candies, dried up completely because some students decided to shoplift from them and thought they could get away with it. I'm Howie Carr.